Okay, Kuf Mem Gimel.
Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Shemat Tefilas Yazina Al Tachnunai. Right, listen to my tefillah. Put your ear toward my supplication. B'munascha Aneni B'sikasecha. In your amuna, in my faithfulness in you, or your faithfulness, answer me according to your tzidkus. And that's the idea behind it. So here he's saying, I don't need you to answer me because of my own merits and zchusim that I've been. Just because, simply put, you promised me. You promised that whenever somebody does something good, he should be answered. So you should answer me according to that. V'altavo b'mishpat asavdecha. Don't allow your servant to go into Mishpat, because not everybody's going to be able to survive that. Now, the truth is, this is a line that we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Whenever we do our vidui, this is the line that we use. Don't put me in Mishpat, because I'm not going to survive. That's not going to happen over here. And that's the concept. When I'm brought to judgment, and when din comes in, I'm not going to be exonerated. And nobody is. Who's going to be exonerated when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at me that way? When the enemy pursued me, knocked me down, and crushed my life, he made me dwell in these dark places like those who are dead in the world. And that's the idea. I'm asking, I'm going to be in terrible distress. He knocked me down as close as to death as one can get. My spirit fainted within me. I was appalled. I was shocked by what I saw. I remember the olden days. I talked about all of your deeds. I want to speak about the work of your hands and the things there. I remember, and this is David Melech speaking, as a herder of sheep, I remember the great things you did for me then, and all the great things you were able to do, and so too in the beginning of my reign, meaning when I fought against Goliath, when I fought against the Pelishim, I mean, all the great things I did. Parasia dayalecha, nashi karatayib lechasela. I spread out my hands to you, and my soul thirsted for you like a thirsty land, right, forever and ever. Maharanini Hashem, you quickly answered me, Hashem. Kolsa ruchi, as my spirit was spent, as I was done, and I couldn't do anything else. Al taser penachamini, so don't hide your face from me now, but imshalm to your dirty boar when I'm going down to the pit. Hashemini babok. Let me know in the morning of your chesed, give a chavatachtu, because I've trusted in you. Tell me the derech that I have to go on, because I'm lifting up myself to you and I'm asking you to go through over here. Now, each one of these things, says the Miyam Loez, is referring to a different tefillah. Some say because he said the word baboker chastecha, that's a reference to shacharis over here. Hodieni derech zuaylech is a reference to mincha, right? And there's also marav as well over here earlier when he said, hear my prayer at night. That was a reference to marav, but those are the three over here. Fine. Hatzlenu moivai, save me from my enemies, Hashem elecha kisisi, so that I can hide within you, so I don't have to worry about their blasphemy and everything. Lamdeni lasos zenecha, teach me how to do your will, ki atal lohad, because you're my God. Ruchacha toivatankini varos mishor, your spirit, or your good spirit, should lead me in the level area, in the right way, so I don't have to worry about any obstructions, any snares, anything holding me back. That's what I'm asking over here. Not only between Ben and Lamakam, Ben and Lachavero as well. Allow me to go in the right path and do the right things. For your sake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for mine. You should let me live in your tzidkus, totzi mitzara nafshi. Take me out of trouble, out of pain. Out of your chesed, destroy my enemies. You should destroy all of those who are searching or distressing my soul, ki ani avdecha, because I am your servant. I am ready to act in the proper fashion, right? I'm ready to do whatever you need me to do. That's what it says in Yud Beis. Bring us on to Kuf Mem Dalet. Truth is, I have no idea why we don't say that when people are sick. This seems to be like a straight out tefillah, in which David Melech is saying, when I need something, this is what I need. I need you to answer me whenever I call out to you. This is a clear tefillah, but I've never heard anybody do Kuf Mem Gimel. Kuf Mem Beis I've heard, you know, when there's war times or whatever, but Kuf Mem Gimel I've never heard. But it seems very clear to me. This should be like a top five when it comes to sickness. Obviously, Shir Lamalos, and obviously Shir Hamalos, and Lamatzeach, right? But I would say this is right up there with those. It sounded like it, at least. Okay, this is more like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I realize what you've done for me in the past. Look what he says. David, Baruch Hashem Tzuri Amalami Yodai Lakro, who taught my hands to battle, at Bosal Mochama, my fingers to go to war. Here's the pshat. David HaMelech was never a war strategist or anything like that. In fact, when he went to war for the very first time, Eliyahu, his older brother, looked at him and got angry at him and said, you just came to see the battle. David HaMelech was never involved in battle. He had been a farmer his entire life, or a shepherd his entire life, and that's that. So apparently, he wasn't skilled at all. And he just became this skilled warrior. After he defeated Goliath, he became this massive warrior where every time Shaul HaMelech sent him, he all of a sudden won everything. And it didn't make any sense. Some say it's a reference to his hands when he fought the lion and the bear, that he was able to fight them hand-to-hand combat. Even a lion and a bear he was able to take down. It's just a side note, by the way, this is not a grizzly bear. This is a Syrian brown bear. They're big. Huge. Well, we're not talking about like these massive, you know, not a massive grizzly over here. I just read that somebody just passed away. You know why? He was biking in a forest trail, and he rounded a corner and ran straight into a bear.
And the bear just took him out?
So he flipped over, and then the bear, yeah, totally destroyed him. Yeah, it's crazy, but rounds a corner and runs into a bear. But after that's that, at the end of the day, right, after the Plishtim and Golias, he realized something happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the strength that I've never had before. Strategy, war strategy, I've never thought of. Chasim b'sef miskabi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my chesed. He is my fortress. He's the one that protects me. Mefaltili, he saves me. Magini v'ochasisi is my shield that I take refuge in. Arodid amitatoi. And he subdues all the people underneath me. I've never had any problems. Every time I've tried to fight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken care of me. Hashem ma'adam etedeyu. Hashem, what is man that you should remember in such a way? Ben Enosh v'tachashveyu, even sinners that you should think about him. And Enosh is a reference to the people that are sinners. One of the greatest milos of David HaMelech that he has throughout his entire life is his ability to be an anav. How humble he was. Yeah. He says that chosid ani, right? In Brachos in the first paragraph, he says chosid ani, that he's a chosid. But he also said luli amanti loros b'tuv Hashem b'aretz chayim, right? He didn't really believe what he was. He was a tremendous anav, which is a tremendous thing of what he's referring to. Adam lehavol dama. He says man is considered like a vapor. Yom of Kitzelover, his days are like a passing wind. We say, what kind of hevel? There is hevel that means something. There are vapors that are out there, but Shlomo Melech explained, hevel havolan. He's a vapor of vapors. Nothing worse than a vapor of vapors. It's like a vapor that a vapor comes out from. There's nothing there. What were you going
to
say?
If he's an unav, why would he want to insist, so to speak, on being the one who built the Beis HaMikdash?
He wanted the schus. Like any other
mitzvah. Yeah, but an unav wouldn't want this.
No, an unav would want, meaning he knew he could do it, and he wanted the mitzvah. So if he could grab the mitzvah, he'll grab the mitzvah. But instead of calling it David's house, he'd rather it be called somebody else's. So meaning he wants the schus to be able to do it. He wants to be able to build it himself. But he doesn't want people to know that he's the one that built it. So meaning he wouldn't have put his name on it and said like David's house. And in fact, we do call the Beis HaMikdash Beis David. But he didn't want that. But he wanted to build it. That's such a mitzvah, such a huge thing. He was willing to do anything for that. Instead, he just gathered all the gold together and, you know, made the treasure houses to be ready for when it was made because he couldn't get it. Hashem ha'shemach v'seirid b'gad b'har miyashanu. Turn down your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains, v'yashanu, so that they can smoke. In other words, come down to us. Deal with us. Brok barok. Send out your lightnings, v'seim, and scatter our enemies. Shlachi tzechu sumeim. Send out your arrows so that it confuses them, the plishtim. Shlachi adach mi'arom. Send down your hand from the heavens. Betzeni v'atzileni. You should rescue me and bring me out, right, from all mimayim rabim, from all the many waters that have surrounded me, v'abinei nechor, from all the hands of the strangers that are around me. Sharpim divar shav, whose mouths speak out futilities, v'minim yin shaker, and all of their right hands are filled with falsehood. We're talking about false oaths who deny everything they were saying. Really, he's referring to Golias's mouth. When Golias first saw David, he started blaspheming HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time they get up in Kriya Shema in the morning and Kriya Shema in the evening, he would get up and he'd scream at them the whole time. I always found it I know the Plishtim are not the Palestinians. I realize that. But I do find it coincidental that quite often the Palestinians are starting their tefillos right at the same time when we're davening Shacharis at the Kotel. You hear that little noise that goes off. Anyway, Elohim shir chadash ashir elach. Hashem, a new song will I play for you. B'nei v'loh suar zam elach. I will sing to you with a 10-stringed harp. Right, that's a reference to the famous 10-stringed harp that we set up above. And a shir chadash, a masculine song, not a shiro, which is a little bit less. Hanosin shu alam elachim. He gives deliverance to the kings. Hapotza as David Abdo Mechar Avro, who saved David HaMelech from the evil sword. Obviously, this is a reference to the sword of Goliath, but it could also be from Yishbi Benov or Shaul HaMelech, the two other people that he fell into. Pitzeni Vatzeleni, rescue me, save me from the hands of Bnei Nechor. Asher Piyam Divarashav Yiminim Yimin Shaker, as he had set up above. Asher Baninu Kinitim Yimin, for our children are like plants that are growing Binu Rehem, right, in their very youth. Our daughters are like corner pillars. They're like the corners, right, that are crafted to be the shape of a palace itself. He's expecting, my sons should be raised with the right attitudes, with the right traits. They should grow in the proper fashion, the way that a plant grows. Keep going and going and going, and they should take in more and more and become greater and greater and greater. But not only that, but daughters should be the pillars. There's no way that our houses can survive if our daughters are not stark. If the daughters are not doing the right thing, the house is based on her. If she does the right thing, everything will go well. I'll be able to do what I need to do if she does what she needs to do as well. And that's the idea. That's the only way that it's going to happen in the proper fashion. Now, it says over here, Mizavenu Malayim Mefikim Mizanozon. Our storehouses are full. They're providing every different produce from one Mizonos to the other Mizonos. So Nenim Alifos. Our sheep are thousands. Merubavos Behutzosenu, tens of thousands in our open spaces. We're asking for everything to just keep increasing in the following way. So it's interesting. There's a Bartanura, Rebbe Ovadia Mibartanura, once took all the money that he gathered as a dowry for his daughter, and he used it to finance the wedding of a bride and a bridegroom who were both orphans. He was left with one single dinar. With it, he purchased... Oh, this is not Bartanura. It's a Lazar Ish Bartusa. That's who it is. And he purchased wheat that he had placed in the storehouse, right? He looked at the storehouse, and the daughter came by a little bit later, right? And saw that the whole thing was bursting out with wheat. Right? So she came and she said, look what your beloved one has done for you. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you. You bought me a little thing of wheat, right? Because you only had one dinar left after you gave all the money to the orphans, right? And look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So Allah Ji Partusa said, I swear to you, you get no more benefit than every other poor person in Klal Yisrael. You can't get more. It's Maisinism. You can't benefit from Maisinism over there. It's an unbelievable Gemara over there where Allah Ji Partusa get away. I don't know what happened. Maybe his daughter never got married. That would be sad, but regardless. But that's the concept. We're trying to say that it should just keep producing and keep reproducing in that way. Alofinu Misubalim, our oxen, our big oxen, they should be laden with tremendous packages. This is a famous line that you're going to see all throughout Mea Sharim. If you see this in Mea Sharim, there should be no breach, there should be no going forth, and no cries in our streets. You'll see that when it refers to tznius. It's a breach of tznius when it comes to that. So throughout the streets of Mea Sharim, you will see this line. This is the pasuk. Ein peretz, ein yotzeis, ein tzvach berchovosenu. Please dress modestly. That's how they quote this one more than anything else. But that's the idea behind it. So there's a couple things where the Romans had made harsh decrees against the people itself, and they ended up making these protests at night to be able to go through. Our way of doing things should be done in a private manner, as opposed to in a public manner. I know the anti-Trump demonstrations are all in public, right in front of everybody. That's not our way. Our way is to do it in a private type of fashion instead of the other way around. That's the idea behind it. And if we do that properly, then aim pirtza. There's no pirtza, no plagues will come out, nothing bad will happen to us during those times over there. Ashrei Am Shekach Lo Ashrei Am Shehashem Lakav. Happy are the people that such things are for them. Happy are the people where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of them. And that's the idea, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of them and everything they need. They don't have to worry about anything. That's how the people are extremely happy. Now, that line of Ashrei, Rebbe Ashrei, Am Shekach Lo Ashrei Am Shehashem Lakav, is actually an interesting line that connects with what we, you know, the next Tehillim over there. Now, obviously, the first line of Tehillim, Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha Od Yalalucha Sela. That line in and of itself is not in this part of Tehillim, right? It's not mentioned over there. Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha is actually in Pei Dalet. Perek Pei Dalet is where it's from. Ashrei Am Shekach Lo Ashrei Am Shehashem Lakav is in Kuf Mem Dalet. And then Kuf Mem Hei, Tila L'David. That's where it starts off right over here. Now, Chazal tell us the reason why we start off with Ashrei, 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 is because you have the famous line of Brachos. If you say Ashrei three times, you're guaranteed to have a ben olam haba. You don't get a chelik in olam haba. You'll be a ben olam haba. You know what a ben olam haba means? It means he's a guy that when you walk in the street, you're like, oh, I like that guy. Doesn't mean you have a chelik in olam haba. You might not. You might just be like that guy who's on, you know, gets in. He's just like, hey, and you're like, hey, where do you live? And you're just like, under the bridge. Like, there's nowhere else for him to go. It could be that. But nonetheless, you get in. You're a ben olam haba. You get something. So that's why we say Ashrei three times for that reason, to hint to that idea, to hint to that idea of what we have over there. Okay, so that's that. Let's go into Yilu David. A praise of David HaMelech. I will exalt you, my God the King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's everything that you've done for me. I can't stop praising you. Every day I'll give you a bench. I'll give you a bracha. And I will praise your name forever and ever. We're going to see this type of almost duplicity throughout the entire Tehillim. Gadol Hashem Olam Od, great is Hashem, very praiseworthy. I cannot investigate, right, all of the greatness that he does. Dole Dorish Bach Masech, we'll talk about your praises for many generations to come. Ugvorosech Yagidu, and tell over all of your gvuros, your strength, how you created the world and all the things you do, over to other people. If anybody's done the first Perek in Tainus, you'll know that the world is created through what we call gvura. That's why we call it gvuros kishamin, the strength of the rain. Because of how the world was created and how it goes through. It's based on these psukim. Both are referring to the creation of the world. We see them both together in that way. Hadar kvodo decha. The splendor of your honor, right, is more great. It is your absolute hod, which is your beauty, more than anything else. It's the honor that's greatest about you. And therefore, I will tell over the words of all of your niflaos. I'm going to talk about your miracles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than anything else. And the strength of your noros, of your awesome things, will be told about. And I'll talk about all the gedulos that you've done for everybody, me on a personal level, and everybody on a public level as well. Now you get into the famous line. It's Chazal. The Mikubalim say that if you have a certain person in mind while saying this pasuk, you can cause the person to do tshuva. That if there's a person out there who doesn't have that ability to do tshuva or isn't doing well or whatever it is, have this line there. Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabiu. They should speak about remembering how good you've been to them. V'tzidkascha Yiranenu. And sing about your righteousness. That's what they should do. That's a reference to people who come back when it comes through over here. That's the idea of trying to bring someone back over here. Fine. That is that. If you'll... right. That's that. Chanun v'rachum Hashem. Gracious and merciful is Hashem. Erech apayim. Slow to anger. Ugdol chosed. And abundant of chesed. Now I want to point something out over here. There is a vav in the middle of every pasuk, except for this one, and by kuf. Yeah, you knew that? Ah, very, very good. But look in every single one. There's a vav in aleph, there's a vav in beis, v'ahal lashem chalon levad, and gimel v'ligdu laso, ugvuros ech yagidu, v'ezuz nor, v'divrei niflosecha, ugdu las chasabrana, but by ches and kuf. The reason why it's ches and kuf is the gematria of Gehenim. To again hint to the fact that if you say this three times, you won't go to the Gehenna. You will end up going up to Shemayim. That's the concept of how great this is. What else do you hear?
I heard that the reason is because vav can also not, it doesn't have to mean and, it can mean or. So in each statement, it's a Hashem is this or he's this, but he's not both at the same time. Or something like that. But like kuf and ches, he's always each part of it.
So he's always chanun barachum and erech apayim udol chosed. That's automatic.
Yeah.
That can't be an or. Very good. Very good. I like that. Tov Hashem Lako. Hashem is good to everything. Barach Mavokom Asav. And he has mercy on all of his deeds out there. Although that would be a bit of a question. Why? He is always good and he's merciful. I don't know if that's a bit of a stira. You know, how do you say that's contradictory in and of itself? Okay. But you do Hashem Kol Ma'asecha. Hashem, you should be thanked for everything you do. V'chasidecha Yivarechucha. And all of your chasadim should be blessed by everybody who's around. K'vo Machuscha Yameru. They will tell over the honor of your kingdom. G'vurascha Yidaberu. And tell over your greatness. Lodi Levinei Adam G'vurosav. To tell over to other people all of his strengths. U'kvod Adar Machuso. And the honor of his Malchus. Machuscha Machuscha L'mishim. That your kingdom should last forever. M'shaltov Ha'odavador. And your rulership throughout every generation. Someh Hashem L'chol Anoflim. If you'll notice, we just skipped a nun. And if you didn't notice, well, then you clearly have not been saying Ashrei your entire life. Why is there no nun? Says the Gemara in Brachos, because nun would have stood for nefila, that there would be a falling, nafla v'lo Yosef kum, we wouldn't be able to get up again. Besulas Yisrael, the Besula of Yisrael. So therefore, what do we do over here? Someh Hashem lechol hanofalim. Those nefilim, the nun that fell, Hashem is someh them. He supports them and makes sure that they get back up again. V'zilkif l'chol kfufim, and he straightens out the bent. Eini kol lechi yisperu, and the eyes of everyone go to you. V'atonos and lemes l'chol mito, you give them their food in their proper time. Chazal say that at this time, you should be looking at your tzitzis. You should pick up your tzitzis and look at them right at that moment. That's eini kol lecha yisperu. Poseach es yodecha, one of the lines, one of the only lines that we say that this is why Ashrei is so special, because it's an aleph beis, and because it talks about Hashem giving us our parnasa. The Ben Ish Chai says, and it's done by Ashkenazim as well, that you should open up your hands open toward the heavens when you say Poseach Es Yodecha, as sort of like a sign. I open up my hands, you open up your hands. Umaspil Chochai Ratzon, you give a Shefa from the Shemayim to anybody who's Chai Ratzon. Chazal learned from over here that if there's a famine going on and there's a plague, daven for the famine to stop, and the Mela, the plague, will stop as well. Why? Because Maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives soveya, meaning satiation, to people that are alive. So if you daven that there should be food, then automatically people will live. That's the line that they say over here. We should have concentration during this pasuk when you're saying it normally, and actually think about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us. Tzadik Hashem b'chol durachav, he's a tzadik in all of his ways, a chassid chol ma'asav, and this gets to one of my favorite lines. Karov Hashem l'chol karov l'chol asher yikruv emes. Hashem is close to everyone, as long as you're calling out in truth. You're robbing a liquor store, and all of a sudden you think the cops are coming. Hashem is close to you even at that moment, as long as you say it in truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to be better. Please save me. Hashem is close to you at that time. I don't care who you are. Anyone that calls out Be'emes, Hashem is close to him. Anybody that calls out to him. However, Ritzon Yireyav, if you're a Yirei Hashem, if you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Ritzon, the Ratzon of Hashem, Hashem will do for you, that's Shavas HaMishma B'Yashem, he will listen to your prayers, you'll daven, and every one of your cries, he will listen to and bring it back. Shomer Hashem is called Avav, but if you're Oev Hashem, the highest level of Ahava, being greater than Yira, right, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch over you, that's called Hashem Yashmid, he'll destroy the Rishayim without you even davening for it. You don't even have to ask. Don't even ask. You'll get whatever you need. Tilas Hashem Yidab Rapi, right, the praises of Hashem, I speak out with my mouth, Baruch Kol Basar Hashem Kadosho Lola Moed, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever. V'nachna V'rechkom Yatov Yadolam Ha'oluk. Oh, well, that's not there, right? That's added on over here, right? And that's the idea. The reason why we added on is because even in Olam Haba, right, we should be Me'atov Yadolam, not only here, but even in Olam Haba, we should be able to get that over here. It's so funny. No Vav, because everything else is shayach to a regular king, but to be close to everyone at once is only shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chol asher yikru v'emes, that he gets close to everyone. So no Vav, because there's no one else that has that. Only the King of Kings has that. Okay, that's the end of Asher over here. That's what we say. Fine. Hallelujah. Halina Shias Hashem. My soul should praise Hashem. Allah Hashem b'chayoy. I praise out Hashem in my lifetime. I'm going to sing to my God while I am still alive. As long as I'm still here, I'm going to sing to Hashem. Don't put your trust in the people that are rich, people that are, you know, the strong people. The Venadom Shein Lo Sushua, to people that have no ability to save. Teitzei Rucho, he dies. Yashulad Masu is going to return to the dust. Vayomu Avdo Shnosav. Then all of your plans, all of your well-laid plans are all gone. They'll be lost completely. Asher She'el Yaakov Bezro. Happy are we that we have God who helps us. Sivro Al Hashem Lokov, who his hope is only toward Hashem. Ose Shemayim Ba'aretz, he makes the heavens and the earth. Asi Yambas Kol Shabam, the sea and everything in it. Hashom Ranas Lolam. And he keeps what's true forever and ever. Osa Mishpat Lashukim, he does judgment for those who are oppressed. Nosen Lachon. Even he gives bread to those who are hungry, Hashem Matir Asurim, as well as Matir Asurim. Chazal learned from this one. Right over here, the Medrash from Hashem Matir Asurim. After Mashiach comes again, there will be no such thing as Nida. So all of those will be gone because Hashem Matir Asurim. Hashem will allow all foods to become mutter, including pig. It's learned out from Hashem Matir Asurim. And there will be no people who are ever sick ever again or have anything wrong with their bodies. Hashem Matir Asurim. No stress. No stress. No longer will your body be racked with stress. All of that is Hashem Matir Asurim. An unbelievable Medrash Tehillim. It's mentioned over there. But the famous one about pigs is this one right over there. That the Chazir will return to us. Hashem Pokeh Rivrim. Hashem will open up our eyes. Hashem Zokeh Vuvim. He will straighten out the bent. Hashem Oyev Tzadikim. He will love the Tzadikim. And that will be all of us. Hashem Shomer as Gerim. He'll watch over those who are converts. Yasam Loni Yodeid. He will support the orphans and the widows with Derech Hashem Yaves. And make sure that the ways of the Rishayim will be crooked. Yimloch Hashem Leodom Elokai. The only door of Adar Haluka. Hashem will reign forever and ever. What's up?
So is the Matir Asurim and Shemona Esrei in the same context?
Sort of. That's really as in Matir Asurim, Zokev Kufufim, Lechkaim Mona Sol. Now, there's no question that Anshe Knesset Gedolah used it because of this pasuk over here. That's where they got it from,
right,
in Shemona Esrei. But really the line is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu releases the bound. Any issues that we have, he takes care of. That's the real line of Mechaye HaMesim that he'll take care of. But yes, within that is all the things that are also are going to be matured in the future, that everything's going to be there. I don't mean like reform matured. I mean like actually matured through a process of the Torah. But that's that. That's the line over here. So clearly that Halukah is all about taking our line and saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. It's not anybody else. We have to put our pure and utter bitachon and support in Hashem himself.
David wrote these?
All of these, yeah. Okay. Yeah, all these at the end. Hallelujah. Ki tov zamra Elokein. Also, we know it because anything that David HaMelech loved more, Halukah, Halukah, those were his big ones. Hallelujah. Ki tov zamra Elokeinu. Good is anyone who sings to God, ki na'in avos yila, because all the praises that we give out are so pleasant. Bonu Yerushalayim Hashem, nidchei Yisrael yechanes. He builds up Yerushalayim. He brings back all the lost ones of the Jews. Harosh rofei l'shvuei lev. He heals those who are sick. Mechavish la'atzvosam. He bandages those, you know, the things that are hurt. Monu Yisrael l'kohavim. He has a count for all the stars. L'chulam Shem Yisrael. And he calls out names. And he gives names to every single star, meaning Everything is chashiv in the world. I don't care that there's trillions of them. Every single little thing in this world has a chashivas and a reason for being in the world. Otherwise, it wouldn't be here. Gadol ad minyav rav koach. Great is our master and so much strength. Luzfunas oyim mispor. There's no number to the amount of things that he understands. Moded and avim Hashem. He helps out the humble. Mashbor Hashem ad yaretz. Knocks down the Rishonim to the ground. Enu Hashem b'seido. We answer to God by thanking him. Zamri l'kinu b'chinor. We sing to him with our harp. Hamachas Hashemayim b'avim. Covers up the heavens with clouds. Amechin l'oretz mater. And then prepares the rain for us. And then makes even the mountains have grasses come up. He gives the bread over to the animals, even to the Bnei Orev, to the young ravens that call out loud. In other words, apparently the Orev is a very, very cruel bird to its kids. Notice I didn't say raven or crow, because actually ravens and crows are extremely good parents. So I don't know if this is referring to a raven that we know of or a different raven altogether, but the Bnei Orev that call out who are hungry because their parents have ditched them, right? Those Bnei Orev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin them, their parnasa, even by them. We should never trust the strength of the horse, nor the loins of a man. And Hashem wants those who fear him, those who hope toward his chesed. We should always praise Hashem. We should praise out the God of Tzion. He will strengthen the locks of your gates and bless the children that are within. He will make the borders into peace and satisfy you with the fattened wheat kernels. Will bring down his word to the ground. His word will quickly come. He allows his snow to come down like wool from the ground. I heard from Ravigdor Miller the most unbelievable thing. A couple years ago in Chicago, there was freezing cold temperatures for about 2 weeks straight, and there was absolutely no snow. Like this year, where there's absolutely no snow, but it was freezing, absolutely freezing, day after day. It was like 0 degrees for like 2 weeks straight. What happened? Every little pipe downtown Chicago started freezing, and there was nothing to do. They started bursting, one after the other, after the other, after the other. Why? Snow is a blanket, and the blanket causes insulation. And when it goes down to the ground, it insulates the ground and helps everything below live. When there's nothing like that, the ground freezes worse than it normally would, and everything dies because it doesn't have the insulation that it needs to survive underneath the soil. So it's an unbelievable thing. It's a good thing to have snow on the ground to be able to insulate the soil. That's why you'll see in so many places up north, the land is extremely lush. And as soon as spring comes, it grows grass immediately. Why? Because it's so protected and insulated by all the snow everywhere. We don't have that. We don't have that this year. And it doesn't always happen in all different places. But that's why it's a good thing to have sheleg katsomer. It should be not just white as wool, but like wool in that it insulates and protects and takes care of a person. Kfor ke'efer yifazer, he sends out the frost like ashes upon the earth to make sure that it protects it. Mashal karchol kifitim, he then sends out his ice like arrows. Lifnei karasim yamod, and who can stand in front of that cold? Why does he do that again? To make you appreciate the weather that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, but not only that, sometimes you got to spend some time inside. Sometimes you got to spend some time at home, right? He keeps you home. So that sometimes you have, I would say movie night, but we're from, so not a movie night. So that's that. Sometimes you got to have a night where you get to sit and talk to your wife. Can't go anywhere. There's nothing you can do. Yishlach tevor v'yam same. He sends out his word and it all melts. Yashav ruchu zlamayim. His wind goes and blows and it turns it all into water. Magid b'al Yaakov, so too he gives over his word to Yaakov, chukam mishtav l'Yisrael, all of his laws to Bnei Yisrael as well. He sends it out to them for us to be able to use it as insulation for ourselves and protect ourselves, but only for us. That can't be done to any other nation. We cannot tell over of those mishpatim to those nations as well. Haluka, that can't be told over to them. It's not for them. And for that reason, we're not allowed to teach non-Jews our Torah. In fact, we're supposed to discourage them from learning our Torah. It's not for them. It's for us. It's not for them at all. Let's do one more Haluka over here.
Right. So how you deal with converts?
You're allowed to teach them certain things that they're allowed to know. In fact, we learned this from the Gemara in Lamed Aleph and Aleph and Shabbos by Hillel. Hillel taught the Gerim certain things before they were Megayer. So we do learn from there that there are certain things you're allowed to teach a Ger beforehand, but you teach them very, very minimal things, just what they need to know, and try to discourage them even by showing them what they have, but you cannot tell them full things.
So what's the source for that? If the source for not being able to teach them is Losa Chen Lachogai.
Literally only Hillel. I'm sorry. We don't have a pasuk for it. It's only learned out from there. And the Marsha says this is the source behind it. Why we teach Gerim certain things? Because Hillel did it. Hillel taught him beforehand. Shammai kicked him out. Shammai's like, get out of here. but Hillel taught them. Hallelujah. Halu as Hashem in Yishmaim. Praise him out from the heavens. Halu Bamroim up above. Halu Kol Malchav. Halu Kol Tzvaav. The Malachim and the hosts. Halu Shem Shvireach, the sun and the moon. Halu Kol Chaveor, all the stars of light. Halu Shem Yishmaim, the heavens above the heavens. Vamayim Hashem Yal Hashmaim. And the water above the heavens, whatever that means, like the heavenly abode of water, which whatever it refers to. Shamayim Mayim. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Halu Shem Hashem. They should praise out the name of God, Ki Yitzivav Yinru, because of everything that he created. Vayimidem Lad Lolam. He kept them forever and ever. Chokna Samlo Yavor. It became a law of nature that will never be passed on. Obviously, can a Kadosh Baruch Hu break the laws of nature? Yes, but he won't. And that makes a very, very big difference in our world. Shem will not break those laws. Halu Hashem Min Haaretz. Praise Hashem from the land. Tanin V'chol Tomos. All the great sea creatures and all the depths as well. Whether that's referring to whales or alligators or crocodiles or hyenas or anything else that it's any big snakes or anything else that it possibly could be. What?
Leviathan.
Oh, Leviathan, right. Loch Ness monsters. Eish uvarad, there is fire, there's hail. Shelev kitor, the snow, smoke. Ruach sa'ara, the stormy winds. Osedavaro, all doing God's word. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. Harim v'chol gavos, the mountains and the hills. Eitz pri v'chol arzim, fruit trees, as well as all the cedar woods. Chai v'chol behema, wild animals and domestic animals. Remes tzipor kanaf, the bugs, as well, the creepy crawly creature, as well as the birds of wing. Malchei eretz v'chol olamim, the kings of the land, all of the nations. Sarim v'chol shoftei eretz, officers, as well as the judges of the land. Bachurim v'gam basulos, young men, young women, zekenim v'na'arim, old men with younger. Yahalu Hashem Hashem, they should all praise God, Ki Nisgav Shem Lavado, because he alone remains in the world. Hodu al Eretz Hashemayim, his praise. Yeah, by the way, stop. It's not Hodu al Eretz Hashemayim. That would be Hodu li Eretz Vishamayim. Thank for the land and the skies. It's not. It's Hodo. His splendor is upon the heavens and the earth. I said that to somebody once, and he's like, my whole life. You hear it all the time. Just listen to somebody say it. Psukhi Dizemra tomorrow morning. I don't know if it'll be you, Edward. Right? Whatever's going to be. Right, Vakrak? So listen to it tomorrow morning. 99% of the time they say the word Hodu.
I see.
99% they say Hodu al Eretz Hashemayim.
Well, you know what?
You got to say Hodo. Hodo, yeah. By Yaron Karen Lamo, and he makes Karen Lamo, he gives the pride to his people, Tilochol Chasidov, praises for all of his Chasidim Levinei Yisrael Karavo, for his close nation, the Bnei Yisrael. Hallelujah. And that is that. Should we just finish?
Yeah,
no, that's how we're going to run through it. We're going to run through. All right. Hallelujah, Shir Lashem Shechadash. Let's sing a new song to Hashem Tilos B'Kal Chasidim. His praises among all the Chasidim. Yismach Yisrael B'Osav. B'nai Yisrael should be happy with those who he did. B'nai Tzion Yigilam B'Makam. All the people of Tzion should be rejoicing about their king. Ya'alu Shmo B'Machol. They should praise his name in dances. B'Sov V'Chinu Yizamalo. They should do it with drums and with harps. Kirot Hashem B'Amik. Because Hashem so badly wants his nation to do well. Yifa'er Navim B'Shua. He should splendor those who are humble in salvation. Ya'alzu Chasidim B'Chavod. They should sing these Chasidim in honor. You honor Moshe Gosam, they should sing upon their bed. Romos El Begronim, they have the exaltedness of Hashem in their throats. Cherev Hibios Biadam, and a double edged sword in their hand. That's from Kriyash Malamita. Last in the Kambagayim, they can then take vengeance upon the nations. Tochechos Balum, and give Musar over to the other nations. Lesor Malchim Bezikim, tie up their kings in chains. Venechavdehem Bechavle Brazel, their honored ones in these iron chains, fetters. Lasavdehem Mishpach Kesuv, to do to them what the Pasuk says, Hador Hu Lechul Chasidov. This will be the splendor of all the Chassidim Haluka. No longer are we going to be subservient to them or subjugated to their rule. They're going to be subservient and subjugated to God's rule in everything that we do. Haluka, Halu Abakacho. We praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu in his holiness. Halu Bekiruzo, right up in the heavens and all of his strength. Halu Begvurosev and his strength. Halu Kerov Gudlo, according to his greatness. Halu Beseka Shofar, when the shofar blows. Halu Benevel Vachinor, with the harp and the kinor. Halu Besof Machol, with the drums as well as the dances. Halu Bemin Vugav, all the different types of trumpets. Halu Betzilzalei Shoma, Halu Betzilzalei Srua. If you count it over here, by the way, I think that was seven altogether, the seven different types of different musical instruments. That all the things is the happiness. Kolin Shematalo Kahaluka, that all. All souls should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever and ever. It is interesting that the very, very end of Tehillim starts with the name Chaf He Tuf, which is the name that Moshe Rabbeinu used in order to destroy his enemies. That is the name Takeh, Lama Takeh Esreyecha. That is the name you can use in order to destroy all of your enemies. That is the end of Tehillim. We end with the word Halleluka to say praised is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that he does. Obviously, absolute awesome stuff. The reason why we repeat it, right, at the end of our the end of Halleluka is technically, this is the end of Pesukei Dezimra. That's where we repeat it, is if it's like so important, we're going at the very, very end, we're going to say it again.
So what do we consider Vayivarach David?
Vayivarach David is like an added bracha that we add in the end. It's Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael, leading into Oz Yasher, but it has nothing to do with Tehillim. The end of the Halukas is really the end of Pesukei Yisrael. We'll stop with that.